This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is Monday, the 30th of January. I'm Doug Steffen, D. Jennifer Horn is J. Victoria Keelan is D. So the DJV experience, celebrating the year of the rooster. It is the Chinese New Year. Time for us to celebrate all things Chinese. Or Chinese. Where is it?
Come up to your knees.
I hear it. Playing here.
All right, so.
It feels like if she plays it quietly, no one will actually
know. No, I'm just remembering something that Doug mentioned before about, like, playing quietly when he's talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the dragon and the lion are performing among the firecrackers in the video that I saw on Saturday night, celebrating the beginning of the Chinese New Year. The this is something that actually not only in Chinatowns all around our country and around Europe and the rest of the world, but it was interesting to see some of the video from Manila and the Philippines. The most important holiday of the Chinese calendar, the Chinese New Year, which is based on the ancient lunar calendar. Millions of people, fireworks, colorful decorations, Spain, Vietnam, Australia, London, New York. I don't know, it's a big Chinatown, Los Angeles, but I didn't see much example of anything going on there. Did you, Jennifer, over the weekend?
Not much, no.
All right. So celebrations focusing on the year of the rooster. This is the 10th Chinese zodiac sign. It gives the year that has begun over the weekend some of the characteristics of the rooster itself, ambition, pride. So if you were born, there are all these different signs. I'm a dog.
Yes, you are.
Excuse me? I've forgotten how to find out.
It's by your birth year. The problem for someone who's February, like me, is that, officially, because I'm right near the cutoff, usually I'm a snake, but depending on some of the ones that you see, I'm a horse. So it's based on your birth year, but the people that are born in the beginning part of the year in Victoria, you may be included in that too. There's a lot of cuspiness that goes on.
Right. Yeah, there is. It's very colorful to see the way the people in China especially celebrate. When you look around at some of the things, I mean, it's the year of the rooster, but there are all kinds of... look at this down in Brazil. There are all kinds of celebrations going on down there. It's a spring festival. Many people feel the beginning of the Chinese New Year opens the door for spring, which is a month and a half or so away. So that's kind of nice to think about it that way, especially as Victoria was saying earlier, and I just went outside. It's a cold, clammy day in the Northeast.
Well, Little Miss Farmer's Market's over there.
Strawberries.
Delicious strawberry.
Yeah, very nice. So here's what it means if you were born under the sign of the rooster. But in general, there are various things happening this year, and I find it fascinating to put astrology together with the Chinese zodiac sign. There are Eastern astrologers, Western astrologers, but yet they all come pretty much to the same conclusion, even though they use the stars in the sky in a little bit different way. If you are this year a rooster, you will be admired because you are punctual. You have courage, you have passion, and you have a well-developed disposition for love and seduction. And at the same time, during this year that has just started, you have a lot of reasons to be enthusiastic, The relationship between the people in your life will be under the sign of great honesty. You will not have relations or friendships with people who are not honest. You will be more passionate about your work. Roll up your sleeves and get to your objectives. I think that's interesting. The motto, always higher, always going on, is inspirational. People are braver than usual who were born under this influence. And by the way, there are ways you can read into this that will actually apply to you even if you aren't one of those born in the year of the rooster. And that's right. There's a number equivalent. I can't remember what it is, Jennifer, how all this puts together. But I will tell you that it's a year to eat healthier foods, set up a better savings plan.
Because stay away from chicken.
Eat more chicken.
So are the roosters the early risers of the Chinese zodiac?
Yeah.
Yep. They cock-a-doodle-doo. 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 Sounds like a...
Do you have any roosters on the farm?
I had roosters, but they both...
Silly. Ran over.
Oh, never mind. I remember.
Yeah. They're really cute, too. They were gigantic.
Thanks for asking. They were colorful, shall we
say. They were adorable.
They were very colorful. All right. And by the way, this is a good year. I've been talking about the Sherry's Berries for Valentine's Day, and I'm beginning to nose around a little bit. And included in the sign of the rooster, Chinese New Year, offering good prospects for new relationships or for older relationships coming back into the focus or coming back, heated up, I guess is probably the way of looking at it. So I came across the 10 things that men want in a relationship, because we keep focusing on women and Valentine's Day is for women. And I just want to pass along some of the things that give a little more equivalency to the men who are involved in this, because without men, you don't have much of a relationship, for most, unless you're...
I was wondering where he was going to go with that.
I thought it was nice that Lily Tomlin won that Lifetime Achievement Award last night on the SAG Awards, and she gave credit to her partner, the woman that she's been with for years and years and years.
A lesbian? I had no idea. She really is a lesbian?
Really?
I didn't know.
Yeah. No,
she's like a big one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very much.
I mean, it's not surprising, but I just had no idea.
Well, she plays one in Frankie and Johnny. Isn't that the name of the show?
Grace and Frankie. No, Grace she's Frankie. Not a lesbian on that show.
Oh, she's not.
They both got dumped by their husbands.
They're just friends. Yeah.
Oh, the husbands are gay.
The husbands are gay.
Sam Waterston and Martin Sheen.
Yes. It's such a good show.
I know. That just sends me whenever I think of those two guys together. All right. In a minute. What men look for in romantic relationships at 14 past the hour with DJB.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow, I had nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH, or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
80% of New Year's resolutions are history in months. Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says make it easy to stay on track.
Washing hair takes time. I love the weightless formula of Dove Volume Dry Shampoo. Cleans by absorbing oil and keeps hair refreshed.
Ensure against downtime with a well-stocked medicine cabinet.
I pledge to have Colby's lozenges on hand. Clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. Their new gummies shorten your colds and also tackle cold and flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at videopump.tv.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to this. Ladies, you curious, I'm sure, as to the 10 things that men say they want in a relationship. All right, yes. Do we want the big voice announcer? Because we're going to go from number 10 to number 1. Number 10, men want to be the pursuers, not be pursued.
I agree.
Is part of the game we inherently enjoy. Pursuit for a mate is embedded in a history of our days in the wild when men would hunt and kill to provide for their families. See, I don't necessarily agree with that in my...
Yeah, what's the source of this? I'm just curious.
This is something on a love line, a California love line that I... have seen over the
been
years.
Been calling.
I know, right? I was like,
I believe it's true because when women are too easily available to men, they want something more challenging.
Yeah. Okay.
Men love a challenge.
Yes, that's true.
Number nine,
to have our needs fulfilled. We love feeling like our mates are paying attention to and satisfying our needs. Could be something as simple as ordering from our favorite restaurant or playing music by our favorite artist. We want to be with thoughtful partners who pay attention to our likes and fulfill our wants and needs.
Well, that would be verbatim of what women would want, too. So,
yeah. Well, I think one of the reasons I'm doing this, thank you, Victoria, for reading my mind, because I don't think there's a lot of difference between what men want and what women want. That's sort of the point of doing this. But, yeah, thank you for bringing that to our attention before I get to the end of it, because it's okay. Keep that in mind as we move on to number eight. To discover our partner over time. Men like women who keep things interesting and are a bit mysterious. Don't share everything about yourself all at once and right away. Share your hobbies, talents, and do that over time. Give yourself more than one opportunity to wow your partner. All right?
Number seven.
To be with a woman who is alluring. Believe it or not, men don't always want a woman who will jump into bed with them on the first date.
See?
Men love sex, but they also love a challenge. Build up the anticipation of sleeping together, so when you finally do, it'll be more exciting. When it comes to having love, men favor quantity while women favor quality. In a relationship, men are challenged to make sex better while women are challenged to make sex more frequent. Once a couple reaches a compromise, intimacy and progress materialize, takes time. Do not rush.
It's good advice. Six.
Yep. To be with an independent partner, we want a woman who is not completely reliant on us emotionally, socially, and financially. We don't want to feel smothered. When our mates have self-confidence and self-reliance, it makes us happy and takes the weight of supporting them off of our shoulders. Hurry up here.
Number five.
To set clear boundaries. Setting boundaries early on in a relationship is important. Men like women who are strong and who can handle their day-to-day without letting people take advantage of them. For a lot of guys, a shrewd woman is more appealing and exciting than one who constantly complies with everything and everyone. That would be the case with me, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Number four.
Come on, hurry up, Jennifer. What are you wasting too much time?
Let's go. I'm waiting for you to stop talking.
To take pride in who we are. We want our partner to be our biggest cheerleader. We want her to be happily riding the highs and lows of life with us. We want her to introduce us to her friends and family as her significant other.
Number three.
To have real communication. Men struggle with communication skills, but if we conquer communication hurdles in relationships, those relationships will progress at a quicker and stronger rate.
Number two.
To have commitment or not. Women aren't the only people who desire commitment. Believe it or not, many men want commitment too. If you're both looking for a committed relationship, that is great.
Number one.
To have honesty. Above all else, honesty is what men want in a relationship. Trust and friendship. That's it,
and
boys
and girls.
And
red lingerie.
Yes.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, time for a New Music Monday with a focus first on Brantley Gilbert. The Ones That Like Me is this from the Devil Don't Sleep, the newest album since his platinum-selling album in 2014, Just As I Am. He says he embraced more of a grunge rock sound for this album, which gets him away from his country roots, I think. He made his debut on the country scene back in 2009, performing his own songs after longtime writing songs for Jason Aldean, Colt Ford, and other people in Nashville. That happens a lot with some of these performers who are writing, and then they think, why am I giving my stuff away?
It seems to happen more in country music. You hear more of those stories, like Maren Morris, who's the breakout star of 2016. She was writing songs for other people. It happens in pop every once in a while. An artist like Sia, who's already written 15 years worth of hit songs for other people. Bruno Mars started out that way, too.
Yeah.
But it seems to happen more in country. Maybe because Nashville's so small.
Well,
and there are a lot of writers there.
Yeah, there's not. They maybe don't feel that they're getting the biggest bang for their buck. They're limited somewhat. Yeah, that could be it.
Or there's just so much competition because there's, you know, there's so many singers and performers in Nashville, and there aren't really that many opportunities.
Yeah, that's your thought too. Yeah. All right, let's see what else is on this New Music Monday list. Looks like Train has a new album called A Girl, A Bottle, A Boat. Wow. Here's a ride for you. The song is called Lottery. Their last album came out a year ago. It was a cover of all of the songs from Led Zeppelin. All right, so let's listen to this for a minute and see if we like it.
Know that the love I have for you right now is deep and real and right, and it will be after tonight. It comes a winning
been around for a while, haven't they?
A long time. I feel like they're morphing into Maroon 5.
You know, Adam I was Levine's trying to figure out what I heard something. Thank you. Because I heard
a little
something
bit, right?
Like something else. Yeah, right. I'm no expert on some of the pop music stars of the day, but Maroon 5 has a pretty, Adam Levine and that bunch have a pretty distinct sound, and this seems to copy it.
Yeah, Train's, they change their sound with every album, and it's helped their career because when Drops of Jupiter came out, they were more bluesy and soulful, and then they've done more Hey Soul Sister was very poppy. So
they reinvented
themselves a lot, but now I feel like they're just getting into Maroon 5 territory.
Yeah. All right, let's see what the number one new tune is. New Music Monday presents Belle Biv DeVoe. One More Try with the Boys to Men in the background here from the new album Three Stripes. This is the first album they've had since 2002.
Isn't that wild?
It is wild, yeah. I knew the name, but I don't remember that it was that far back that their history goes. They released a single in 2009, but didn't lead to an album release. The current excitement surrounds a new edition miniseries on BET makes a perfect time for Belle Biv DeVoe to release new music for their fans. So what's the relationship of these people to new edition?
Belle Biv DeVoe are three guys. I forget the full names. But there's a DeVoe, a Bivens, and a Bellamy, I think.
Yeah, right.
And
Belichick.
So the three of them were in New Edition with Bobby Brown, and I'm forgetting the other people who were in New Edition. But there was a big, you know, the young boy band that turned into New Edition, and it spawned a lot of solo careers. And Belle Biv DeVoe, probably, if not the most successful spawn, but certainly one of the top selling. So now with the BET mini series, which has gotten so much buzz and hype, it hasn't aired yet, I don't think. I think it airs very soon, actually. We should look that up. But, so Belle Biv DeVoe is back, and fans are excited.
Well, it's interesting. Boys to Men, a comparison, a new edition always seems to take place, even though people scoffed at me when I did that. I think that there's enough singularity in time. They're around from the same time, so interesting. Boys to Men is the background with this. Okay. That's the story. New Music Monday. A focus every Monday at this time. 28 after the hour with DJ B.
This is Maria Francesco with your astrological forecast for the week of January 30th to February 5th. The week starts out with the moon in contemplative Pisces. So give yourself a few minutes of quiet time for a couple days to plan out your week, because it quickly moves to the spring-like and playful, fiery Aries. That is great for getting the work started. Midweek, we will experience the practical worker Taurus. These are the task-oriented folks, the people who know how to get the job done. And by the weekend, the moon will be in the sign of Gemini, the talkative social communicator. A great time to celebrate what you've done and get together with good friends. If you are interested in a private session with me, just remember that Doug's show listeners always get a special. Email me at smbworks@earthlink.net. Have a great week.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Soma Biotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Soma Biotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Soma Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Soma Biotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
The DJV experience, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, the focus on Heart Month, because February is right around the corner. It's American Heart Month, Valentine's Month, taking care of your heart month. What causes heart failure? We'll talk to a noted cardiologist about this in connection with the conversation that we're having with the Good Housekeeping magazine. So if you have history of heart trouble in your family, perhaps you'd like to find out a little bit more about what the warning signs are. So we'll have that in a matter of moments here. I fought the idea of all the anger. When I say fight, maybe that's not the right word, but I'm pushing back with the reactions that people are having. But even though I acknowledge that's what I'm doing, I think the reaction that people are having to the latest thing over the weekend with regard to executive orders and concern that people have all over the world about the action of the American administration, I think people just need to calm down. And I'll use two examples of people that I have great regard for, neither of whom, by the way, are supporters of Donald Trump. They are the richest people in the world, two of them. The two, obviously, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, speaking at Columbia University over the weekend. And they said that Americans need to understand what their place is in the world. Buffett said to the crowd, "I am confident America under Trump will move ahead." Gates said the desire for innovation and support for research are strong and largely bipartisan, even though there's a difference on how to accomplish and fund these things. "This administration is new," they both agreed. "We don't know how much its budget priorities are going to come out, but there is much intensity and much interest in ensuring that the executive branch, Congress, will make amazing things happen. Be patient," basically, is what they are suggesting. And I think that applies not just to the stuff that's going on from this past weekend, moving ahead as a nation, optimism from the two of them. They have political differences with the Trump administration, but they said to the kids, calm down. Give it some time. Let it shake out. The world is not going to come to an end. And I thought that was pretty poignant because that's the way I feel. It isn't going to come to an end. There are a lot of things that are being done that are aimed at countering things that were done before that people thought were too much. And so now we go in the other direction and you wait. Just calm down. That's just relax. There may be some people who have a difficult time. There'd be altogether, I think there are only 200 people that were taken in, and they were all pretty much let go. I think there are a couple of people.
I thought some were still detained.
There's a couple that are still in detention. That I don't know what the situation is with them, but I think that, Victoria, we just need to sort of calm down. I'll tell you something that's bothering me a lot more today than any of this other stuff, because I think this stuff gets handled. I am so damn sick of seeing these continuing stories. This is a national disgrace. Never mind the tragedy of the people who are involved. A former Baylor University student who says that she was raped by two football players has filed a federal lawsuit against Baylor that alleges that there have been dozens and dozens and dozens of the assaults that she described involving other players on the football team. The lawsuit by the student, who is described as Elizabeth Doe for obvious reasons, alleges that last year 52 rapes by 30 football players have taken place. It also alleges a culture of sexual violence, describes her attack by the players, doesn't detail the alleged attacks, but says some were recorded by the players who have shared the video with their friends, and that's how these things have surfaced. So if you think there are problems, yeah, there are problems over here. This is a direct, definitive problem that is outrageous. Outrageous isn't even the right word for it. But these things keep going on. These physical attacks keep going on. These sexual attacks, these predators. There have been 19 different players who have been, quote-unquote, discipline by Baylor. None of them really amounted to a damn thing. You know, they weren't any of them prosecuted. These people should be prosecuted
and
be in
jail. Yeah,
they should be in jail.
Well, good for Elizabeth Doe bringing a federal lawsuit.
Yeah, right.
Because this is enough. Enough's enough with this. This is just too many of these stories.
Well, but Baylor especially, my God,
it's the schools protecting these stupid student athletes. If I hear that phrase one more time, it makes me want to vomit.
And what I see in so many of these cases, it's not just that the school is protecting them, it's that the athletic directors and people are encouraging them to do this, which is
you're
so men. Horrifying.
Prove you're a man. Yeah. Yeah. This is a Baptist school, too, by the way. The investigation found, there was an internal investigation, found the football program operated as if it was above the rules, and the coaches and staff interfered or stifled investigations all together. They have a new president there. The last one was run out of town because of these sorts of things. This guy's name is David Garland, who's the new president. They've made great progress, he says, in fortifying security measures to prevent sexual assaults. What the hell are you talking? Put these kids, throw them the hell out of the school, have them be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and put them in jail.
Right.
And now, you see, when you don't do this, these schools, Baylor's heavily endowed, and most of it's football stuff and people, you know, who love that program, so they don't want to get in the way of their, the money that comes in. But these kids, the football players are taken to strip clubs. They promise them sex. They get them to come to school using alcohol and drugs. Not only should the kids who are involved in these, but these guys that are running these football programs should be in jail too.
Absolutely.
Just
absolutely
terrible stuff. And it goes on
for
way
what?
Too
for
much.
For a sport that's going to give them all dementia anyway.
Right,
I
exactly.
mean, really?
It's duh.
For what?
Okay, let's focus on February around the corner, American Heart Month, and the symptoms and ways to manage your conditions in case you haven't really done a good job of figuring out why your body is reacting the way that it is. Heart-healthy foods, that kind of stuff. So we'll get into the background of this problem in a moment. It's 43 minutes after the hour on DJV.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. No Barriers Warriors and Wells Fargo are seeking veterans with disabilities for the 2017 Warriors to Summits Expedition. This epic journey is designed to provide rigorous mental and physical challenges that help veterans reflect on their past, recognize their present, and develop a vision for their future. 4 years ago, Wells Fargo expanded its commitment to helping military service members, veterans, and military families by sponsoring the initial Warriors to Summits Expedition to Mount Whitney, the highest summit in the United States. In the years since the expedition, Warriors to Summits has continued to change lives of veterans with disabilities. John Toth, No Barriers Warriors Program Director.
It's truly an exciting opportunity for us to introduce a new group of veterans to the No Barriers life and lead them on a transformative journey through Colorado, Wyoming, Alaska, and beyond.
To apply or nominate a veteran for the expedition, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications and nominations will be accepted through March 5th, 2017.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 minutes after the hour now. We all know every year traditionally during the month of February, it's Heart Month, it's Valentine's Month, all of that stuff, matters of the heart. But what is there, when it comes right down to it, the real matters of the heart, your heart? How are you doing? How does it feel? What's the history in your family? We're joined now by Dr. Alan Gass, who is the medical director of cardiac transplantation and mechanical circulatory support. Wow. At Westchester Medical Center. He's worked at Mount Sinai before in their heart transplant program. He's joined by Laurie Jennings, who's here from Good Housekeeping Institute. The initiative here is to get people to think not just during the month of February, I would think, Dr. Gass, but all year long, looking at the impact of what is called heart failure, HF, its symptoms, ways to manage the condition, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what do we need to know getting started here?
Hi, Doug and Victoria. So I'm working today with Novartis and Good Housekeeping during American Heart Month to educate the American people about heart failure. Heart failure is a condition that the heart can no longer pump as efficiently as it could, and therefore the blood doesn't circulate and people feel symptoms like shortness of breath, fatigue, and they just feel like they can't do things the way they were previously able to do it. The other important thing is to introduce a breakthrough medication called Entresto, which basically has been proven to make more people stay alive and, importantly, out of the hospital. It's a medication that's not right for everybody, so if you're pregnant or if you have a history of angioedema, you should not take it, and you shouldn't take it along with certain other heart failure medications like ACEs or an ARB, and you should talk to your doctor about which medication is right for you.
All right, so that sounds like something. We see a lot of these ads on TV now for various medications, and they spend 15, 20 seconds telling you how good it is, and then 45 seconds telling you how bad this stuff is. And I always sort of am taken back by it. I would have thought that they do more harm than good, but apparently not, because there's a lot of that advertising. Tell us the name of this drug again, will you, Dr. Gass?
It's called Entresto.
Entresto? Entresto.
Yep.
And how do drugs like this come about? How, you're involved in the transplantation unit, so are these things that would be used after a transplant as well? What are you, and just as an aside, how are we doing in the transplantation department? You don't hear much about it anymore because it's become fairly commonplace, has it not?
Correct. Those are very good questions, Doug. So Entresto works to basically improve the function of the heart and make people stay alive and out of the hospital. It is actually intended to avoid a transplant. So early enough, those patients may not ever need a transplant. Now, transplantation has come a long way. As you know, the first transplant was 1987. I personally have 6 patients that are beyond 20 years after their heart transplant.
God love you.
Doug, it has become very commonplace, and it's the accepted therapy for very advanced heart failure.
Yeah, all right. So that's good to know. Laurie Jennings, let's bring you in on this conversation as the member of the Good Housekeeping Institute. There are the Good Housekeeping people have a lot of different ways of dealing or helping people deal with problems like this, including suggestions for lifestyle changes that would perhaps get in the way of heart failure or certainly help those who have it to live with it. What do you suggest?
Absolutely. So healthy modifications are really key in helping manage a condition like heart failure. So at Good Housekeeping, we are always trying to help people live healthier lives. And things like eating a low-sodium diet, for example, you want to have an active lifestyle, you want to quit smoking, and you want to get adequate rest. So those 4 key factors will really help you, if you are dealing with this condition, manage your condition better.
All right. And so foods that people ought to be eating, some of this stuff seems to be redundant and simple and common sense, but maybe a repeat or a suggestion or an underscore here, Laurie, is important as well.
Absolutely. So it's very key to eat those healthy foods, those whole foods like fruits and vegetables and whole grains. I like to often say, you know, eat the rainbow. So you're looking at dark leafy greens, you're looking at red vegetables and orange vegetables and brightly colored fruits. All of those nutrients come from all the bright colors in those foods. And then you want to layer in things like nuts and avocados and some salmon, for example. So a little bit of variety, you know, shop the perimeter of the grocery store. That's a really great tip because all of the processed food is in the middle. That's the stuff that you want to try and avoid because that's the stuff that has so much sodium. Or if you have to, obviously we need a few things from there. You want to, before you put anything in your cart, you want to turn the item around and look at the nutritional facts label so you can actually see the level of salt, the level of fiber, the number of calories and fat. Yeah. All of those things are really important to look at.
Lots of physical activity as well. All right, Dr. Gass, thank you. Laurie Jennings, thank you. As a focus on February, getting into it.
My number 2 does not look like a number 2. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number 3?
Table for 4, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems?
That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This little hole, as you call it, is going to get us out of here and up to Broadway. We've climbed four decks so far. We've got two more to go. This is the only way out.
But you expect a person to fit through there?
Mrs. Rosen, you're going to crawl right through there. Believe me.
She has this illusion, always thinking she's too fat.
Mr. Rosen, you follow me.
Now, I figured it's me again, huh?
Why? Because when we get to the other end of this duct, it's going to take both of us to help the others up. Mr. Martin!
Yes, sir?
You follow up the rear. Make sure everybody's accounted for.
Oh, okay, Reverend. I'm going next. So if old fat ass gets stuck in there, I will be caught behind her.
Chugger's favorite movie of all time. And a great movie it was.
It was a great movie.
Heard the voices of...
It's a great movie.
...of Gene Hackman... This is really what got him going. This and...
The French Connection.
Popeye Doyle, yeah. Ernest Borgnine, Shelley Winters, great cast. This was one of the last of the epic movies in A Manner of Speaking, I think, Chucker.
Is anyone going to say the name of this movie? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Poseidon.
Okay.
Leslie Nielsen is the captain of the ship. It's an old-style ship running into a mountain of water, dumps itself over, and the stories are really, it's a good combination of lots of things, Chucker. Don't you think
it's a great movie? I know I'm going to sound insane to say this, but I probably saw that movie 300 times, yeah, and probably about 50 in a movie theater. And it's Gene Hack, and if you think bad of me after saying that, so be it. But anyway, it is Gene Hackman's, the great Gene Hackman's birthday today, 87 years old. Has not worked since 2004. He's retired. His last film was Welcome to Mooseport with Ray Romano. Some of his great movies, Hoosiers, I love that film.
Yeah.
Quick and the Dead, opposite Sharon Stone, The Replacements with Keanu Reeves. Crimson Tide, opposite Denzel Washington. I love that film.
That's
and honestly, I think that, for me, my all-time favorite actor is Gene Hackman. And the only actor I think working now comparable to Gene Hackman is Denzel Washington, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think, did you see the SAG Awards last night?
I did not.
Yeah, it was a good take, actually. But it was quite a nice. It was really good. Lily Tomlin got the SAG Lifetime Achievement Award. She did a nice job with it. Dolly Parton presented it to her. There were some other nice moments in it. It was a good, warm feeling, I thought. Also, other news here. John Hurt died at the age of 77. Last time, I think the last movie he was in was The Priest. He was playing the priest in Jackie.
Yeah, he's really good in that. It's a small role, but he's very effective in those scenes between him and Natalie Portman, I think, are the highlight of that movie.
Yep, I think you're right about that. And then there's the Hasty Pudding honorees that are working over. Olivia Spencer's already got her actress award from Harvard. She was last Friday, I think it was, on the streets of Cambridge getting roasted. And then Ryan Reynolds, who was in Deadpool, gets the Man of the Year award from Hasty Puddings, and he gets his treatment this Friday, so they put him off 1 week to the other. Hasty Pudding, this is normally kind of a rag on famous actors and actresses, right? Isn't that what the Hasty Pudding Award is? More than anything
else? I believe so. I'm not that familiar with it, but I know Ryan Reynolds, he had a pretty good year in 2016, really reviving his career in a big way with Deadpool.
Yep. All right. So I saw the two movies over the weekend. One of them was Lion, which was very good for lots of different reasons, and the other one was La La Land, which I thought completely differently of it after I saw it. And the only thing I say that was negative about it is Emma Stone ought to have a couple of sandwiches. But the movie itself was quite pleasant. What about you, Chucker? What did you see over the weekend?
I went to see M. Night Shyamalan's Split, which is doing terrific business at the box office, almost $80 million in 2 weeks of release. I got to say, I enjoyed the film. I thought it was a really interesting watch about a guy with 24 different personality types. But the ending of this movie, which a lot of people are raving about on YouTube and the Internet, I thought the very end of this movie, which I'm going to keep a complete surprise, is one of the most awesome, super cool moments I've ever seen sitting in a movie theater. It harkens back to another film made about 15 years ago. I'm not going to give it away, but it was just really, really cool stuff and sets up a complete universe going forward in this new
So is that number one? Give us quickly a rundown, 30
seconds.
That was
number one. Number one, $26 million. Number two, Dog's Purpose, $18.3
million. I saw that movie, too. It's a sweet
movie.
It's the overplay of I can understand what they said about the dog, the German Shepherd coming close to drowning. You see that in the movie, but it is not the way Pete is playing it. It's a good movie.
Cool.
People should see it with their families. Go ahead. What else?
Hidden Figures 3, Resident Evil 4, and La La Land ran up the top five. Yeah.
All right. Good. Good report, Chucker. Thank you.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's SEINE.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.